a lot of us can get hung up sometimes with our sales goals and think, how can I achieve my sales goals? Well, really, you can't achieve any of your goals without achieving their goals. So lead with value. Don't assume anybody is going to, what's in it for you? Like, don't ask that question too soon. Just, how can I help this person?
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley, your publisher. And right here, we have Alan Chargan, and he's our cover story for March. And thank you so much for being on, Alan. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Well, you, it's kind of amazing your start over the last 3 years. Like in 2020, you were the rookie of the year for all of Keller Williams nationally. And then that also, what I was pretty impressed is that you're of all time. So KW, all time rookie of the year and all the past rookies, which, you know, congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was 2020 was a crazy year to be a rookie, but it was a pretty fun one.
I believe you. And 225 families assisted in the last 3 years. So just 3 years in, a cover story in DC Metro Real Producers. If you haven't checked out his story, make sure that you do. And, you know, Alan, pleasure to have you on. Like, tell us how you got into real estate. Like, what's your story? How did this happen? You can do anything. Why real estate?
I definitely caught the bug as a buyer. I came to DC to work in Congress, like a lot of people's, that's a lot of folks' story. And in Congress, I was making very little money, but still was able to buy a condo in Adams Morgan. And I kind of couldn't believe that I was a property owner making, you know, $32,000 a year. So that was a great start to kind of catch that bug. And then next few years passed, bought another condo, learned more about it, and just became interested enough to join a real estate company.
Well, tell us a little bit. So tell us about your family, because I feel like you had a meteoric, you know, start over the last 3 years. Like, do you have family in the area? Are you from here? Tell us about like how you got, like, are you from DC area?
No, I'm from upstate New York. And my wife and I met here. She came from Chicago, Illinois. So we met here, but we're both friendly. Like we made friends on the Hill. We made friends in Congress and sports leagues. So yeah, I had a nice little network when I became a realtor, but that, funny enough, that wasn't where the business came from. It was open houses and just being intentional with meeting people and talking about the trade and the profession. I thought I'd be doing that thing where you call your friends, you know, the first 6 months, like or your first year, just like, hey, you want to talk about real estate? But fortunately, I met a lot of people in real estate capacities that I didn't have to rely on any network or sphere to kind of get to start in the business.
Well, and to serve that many people, as an individual agent, no assistant at the time or anything. How do you think you did that? Like what is the secret sauce for you to start up and then help 225 families individually by yourself?
Yeah. Well, I think that, I think the key is that people don't really want the home buying process to take a long time. As far as in my experience, like they don't, there's no reason it needs to take 6 months or 12 months to buy a house, but you also can't be pushy. You can't ever make a client feel like all you care about is getting a sale or like closing the deal, so to speak, like that used car salesman perception. So I think what I've been able to do, and I'm really thankful for this, is been able to merge a really intentional approach to using clients' time and saying, all right, how can we achieve your goals? And like, what are your goals? How can we achieve them together? But never losing sight of the goal, their goals come first. And it's not about me getting paid at the end of the day. It really is about achieving their goals. And I can't get paid unless they achieve their goals. This isn't like, I always make a joke, it's not vacuum sales. Like, it's not like you either buy, I'm going to make you buy this vacuum or you're not going to buy the vacuum. Like, they're not going to buy a house that they don't really want to live in and invest in and build equity in. So they're the decision maker. You just got to help them. You got to help them figure out what they don't know, what they do know, what they need to know to make that decision. And that doesn't, and that, that can be done efficiently or not efficiently. So in the beginning of my journeys with people on these, achieving these homeownership goals or home sales goals, it's setting out their goals and how we want to achieve them. And then if I can play a role in getting the obstacles out of the way more quickly or more efficiently. And I think that's how, as a realtor, you can serve, you know, 60 or 70 families a year versus feeling like you're struggling to help anybody along their journey because you're just not quite seeing the avenues of how they can be doing it more quickly and more efficiently.
That makes sense. What are the next big steps for you? Like, what does it look like in your business a year from now, a couple years from now?
I hope to be helping 75 families every year forever. That's what I really love about this business. But then in terms of building business, growing as a professional, I definitely want to hire an agent to kind of share the workload, hire people in the back office, which I've been probably missing for a while, just like having that assistant operational support and just kind of growing a company like that. That's fairly common in real estate. So I'm not like reinventing the wheel, but just getting some support around me that so I can do more of what I love to do and I'm good at and spend less of my time doing the stuff that I'm not even that naturally skilled at, like organizational and transactional and administrative stuff. And I actually have made those two hires in the past month. But so we are at a cool moment where I'm a team of three now as of just 3 to 4 weeks ago, but need to get ramped up so that those folks feel like they're empowered to do what they got to do. And I can keep doing what I love to do.
So do you have any favorite quotes or educational or books or anything that you think is attributed to your success?
Yeah, there is. So there is a book. I'll plug a book, and then to be true to my character, I'll tell you what I always say when I'm teaching real estate classes. And I mentioned this book. I haven't read the book, but I think I already sort of embody it or just have learned to embody it. It's called The Go-Giver. It's like it's a really easy read. And it's a very quick read.
Yeah.
I think my client, I should read it actually, but I think my clients would say, like, if they review me online or anything, like a lot of what they'll say is that he just wanted to give us value, wanted to provide value. And I think a lot of us can get hung up sometimes with our sales goals and think, how can I achieve my sales goals? Well, really, you can't achieve any of your goals without achieving their goals. So lead with value. Don't assume anybody is going to what's in it for you. Like, don't ask that question too soon. Just how can I help this person? And by the way, I think you at Real Producers, I think you guys do that well. I think you just support agents all the time. And then kind of it comes back around to you in support of your community, but you don't ask what's in it for you. You just support the agent. So good job by you for that. But just kind of leading with value, leading with giving, and then you shall receive. Versus if we're always worried about what we're going to receive, we often don't ever get to. So that's a book to answer your question. There's a quote I like too. I think I always mess up the quote. It's a Shakespeare quote, but I think Shakespeare said something like, the sweetest sound in any language is that of a person's name.
Yes.
Yeah. And I like that quote because we are in sales, and the sales is a human business. And so no one wants to work with you or buy anything from you or, you know, whatever, if they don't feel like you know them, care about them, prioritize them. And it starts with a name. And since I do open houses all the time, and that's a big way I've met a lot of my clients, I just feel like if you're intentional about knowing someone's name, remembering their name, or meeting them once and knowing their name a few months later, I think it makes them feel valued. It's so easy. A lot of us say like we're bad with names. And like we all have friends that like say that, and that's fine. But I think if you are bad with names and you can work on that and prioritize knowing someone's name, it just sets a nice baseline foundation, if you will, for a good relationship. And it also, it probably just kind of shows the message that like you really are in their corner and care about their goals. If you care to know their name, how can you really care about someone's where they're going if you don't learn their name? So I love that quote.
I think that's a fantastic quote. What do you think is a different than what you just talked about? Because that was a great habit too. What do you think is like a secret sauce for you of why you've been successful? Like if you could pick one or two things, what would they be?
Well, I like the answer I already gave, but I'll re-give it just in a more concise way. Just helping people achieve their goals in an efficient, effective way, like by getting their obstacles out of the way, more quickly, and making that 6-month home journey take 2 months, which is good for the salesperson, but even better for the buyer who just wants to get in that home. They don't really want to be buying indefinitely. But I think also, given that I meet a lot of my clients are people that I do not already know. And so fortunately, as I grow in business, I'm getting a lot of referral client, you know, repeat clients are referring me, friends of theirs, coworkers of theirs, which I'm so grateful for. But then even when I meet that person, that's a new person for me. Anyone I meet at an open house, we're just meeting. So in all those settings, I think it's important that you can just be genuine in your interest in people. And so just, I think people pick up on that. They're like, wow, this guy, I don't know him, but it seems like he really cares about where I end up. And sure, no one works for free, but so I just don't, I hope, and I believe this, but I also hope this, that people never think I'm trying to make a sale. And that's what I really try to work hard at. And that never seem like I'm trying to make a sale and not trying to earn a commission check, just trying to help people get their stated objective. And of course, along the way, I get to earn income from my family. And I think a lot of us believe we want to do that and try to do that. And maybe, you know, if anybody listening to this, like, just be really intentional about that, like prioritize that and make sure people really perceive from you what you're trying to communicate to them. Because you never know how you don't know how you come across. And if people aren't calling you back as a salesperson, it could be that they didn't think you were authentically interested in their goals. So maybe that's part of what also sets me apart. I don't know.
I think that's fantastic advice. I hope someone out there listening right now writes that down. So Alan, what would you like to be remembered for? I know you're young and, you know, newer in the business, but you're crushing it. How do you lead your life that you would want to be remembered for it?
I don't feel that young, but I guess objectively I'm not old yet. So that's a good thing. I appreciate that question. I tried to, in your article, I tried to kind of tell your writers, you know, listen, work-life balance is hard. Like in a lot of us, I think our community especially doesn't always talk about that as openly as I wish we did, because we're all trying to be really, really prolific salespeople and help a lot of people with their real estate journeys, and then help all these families when like we have our own family. So I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and an amazing wife that I probably should be home with more often, or maybe, you know, I wish I was, but then I'm always getting pulled in different directions for these clients' journeys that I've taken on and I'm glad to be a part of. So I think, so when you ask the legacy question, like, of course I want to earn a really robust amount of money to build wealth, create generational wealth and opportunities for my kids and then their kids, which I'm hopefully on a good path to do and being responsible about. But then I guess I want to be remembered for someone that was part of that family, that he was working hard to earn wealth and generational opportunities for that family. So that's, I think I'm still improving at that, like as we speak, and I hope to continue to improve at that. But I think it's tough. It's tough for the line of work we're in, how many hours we put in and when people are available and when they need us. So yeah, if I have any legacy, hopefully it would be that guy provided for his family and was part of his family.
I love that. And it's my fondest wish for you as well. We appreciate you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our Real Producers community?
I guess to whatever, assuming that the community is mostly realtors, I'll say I've just been so grateful to be part of this community for these last few years. Realtors, especially in my brokerage KW that I've been happy to be part of. People are so sharing of themselves. I've found like majority of us, we love to share with each other what works for us and how we've, the mistakes we've made, and then how can we improve from those mistakes. And you've done a good job of making a community of people that come together, you know, iron sharpens iron. So we all want to be around the best and learn from each other. So yeah, I'm an open book. I'd love to be here as a resource to other people that are going through what I've been through, or perhaps facing challenges I haven't even experienced yet. Would just love to be able to collaborate with folks and be viewed as a resource in the community if anybody ever thinks I can be helpful.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that, Alan. And if y'all haven't checked out his story yet, make sure that you do. Thank you for contributing to the community. And I love seeing you. And thanks a lot, Alan.
See you next time.
Yep.